Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength, and happiness. So big welcome to today's podcast. Today's podcast is all Mindfulness Pilates podcast. It's all about three ways to cope after major stress. And I thought, what better thing to do than invite my sister, Julie Newbeck, on, who is personal recovery coach, author of two amazing gift books. One is called Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden? And The Grief Garden Path. So Julie, thanks for coming.
That's okay. Yes. Am I on?
We're on. We're live. Oh. We're well and truly live. So.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes, here we are. So we're going to talk about these three ways to cope after major stress. I was inspired to invite you on because just as a general thing, that certain people are going through major stress for different reasons. It can be stress of others around them, friends or family around them, and they're finding that personally hard to cope with. And that kind of what triggered me to think of, oh, actually, I think it'd be really nice. Some of your tips are very simple, quick. This might be the shortest podcast ever, but very profound and worth thinking about. So what would you say is going to help someone at that time?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting, actually, because my first book was, as you know, was inspired by an analogy that I kind of grew from the work that I was doing. The analogy, so Beth just showing the book there. So it's called Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden? And it's really encapsulates that thing that, and it's a tool that I use in my work, that if we aren't watered, so if you, for example, in a garden, if we don't water, so if our garden didn't get water, what would happen to it? So, you know, if I ask a class of children that, they just, you know, they put their hands up and they're like, you know, it dies, miss, it dies, you know, or with all, actually, and interestingly, adults often answer with weeds grow. So it's quite interesting. If you don't look after your garden, oh well, weeds will grow. So, and it's the same in life, isn't it? You know, if you don't take good care of yourself, you know, we don't feel great in ourselves, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So the actual watering you message is probably one of the key ones that I give to friends, family, and also my clients, because, you know, quite often, because I work with people who are recovering after difficult life change. So that, I mean, that could be a divorce, a separation, a bereavement, illness, whatever it might be. It's incredibly important to really come back to the basics of taking care of yourself, because if you don't, you will feel even worse.
Yeah, and what are your three words that just jumped out at me? And I'm right, Julie, you've got to come on and tell it, share with everyone these three tips.
Okay.
What are these three words?
Okay, so the three words are, are you ready? Are you waiting? It's eat, sleep, breathe, repeat. So if, for example, somebody's suffering with acute anxiety, or you know, for whatever reason, either they'll forget to eat, or they can't eat because they just don't feel, you know, if somebody's lost somebody that they love, for example, and they're going through a period of grief, they literally cannot face eating. And so, or people overeat, you know, that can be another thing. So when I say about eating, it's meant, but generally people actually can't eat. And And so it's making sure that people realize that, to, you know, fueling your body is important, because when you're going through difficult life change or of any kind, you know, and let's face it, all of us at some stage over this pandemic have experienced something that, you know, because every nothing's been normal, has it? You know, from not being able to go out in the street, you know, to having, as you've just alluded to, you know, your whole family in one space, children not going to school, you know, all of these things. So the anxiety starts to build, and but it is important to eat is one of those things. Sleeping can be affected as well. So when you're going through difficult,
let's just pause on the eat. Yeah, so okay. with the eat one, I'd never ever experienced it in my whole life not wanting to eat until our brother died last year, and it only happens at one meal time, I have to say, but for one meal time. It was very, very alien and odd to me that I just picked at the food and I just didn't want to eat. And it was quite an alien concept to me because I personally never experienced that. I mean, I personally, it only lasted one meal time, but I think for some people it can be much worse than one meal time in a whole lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, when people are suffering, you know, a reactive depression, for example, you know, the last thing that they want to be doing is preparing a meal or even, you know, making a drink. So this is why I've got this little mantra now for my clients, because, you know, it's really important that somehow you make yourself, you know, have something, because, you know, your energy levels are going to get even lower and you're going to feel even worse if you don't, you know, you don't have something to eat. Yeah. So eating is an important one.
Yeah, it's very important. I remember after our brother Rich died that I sent our mum and dad a week's worth of cooked meals delivered to them so they didn't have to bother with that. And I did, actually, although I did eat well overall, personally, I didn't feel like cooking. I didn't feel like cooking. I could not. I did the same. I've ordered it for myself as well. I could not. You can lose interest in certain things when you're grieving, yeah, and going through that difficult time, can't you?
Yeah. Well, you can completely lose taste. You lose, you know, life doesn't have a flavour anymore. So, you know, and yeah, it's, yeah. So, but eating, and you see, by doing that, by giving mum and dad, you know, those meals, it's just really, it was really important, and they really, really appreciated that. You know, I know they did. Nicole.
I don't want to say that. Carry on.
I mean, I remember, you know, when I was going through my divorce years and years ago, I completely lost my appetite, and I lost so much weight. I mean, I wouldn't recommend, you know, going through a divorce to lose weight, but you know, it can, you know, just the weight can just drop off you when you're, you know, when you're going through a stressful time. So yeah,
the number so one, eat everyone, eat well, yeah, eat good yeah, food and drinks, and
yeah, and just, you know, just, you know, just to, you know, just to, you know, just little and often sometimes, I think that can be very, very helpful. You know, because when you do, when you can't face eating, then, you know, little and often can be a good idea, you know, yeah, making sure that you're, oh, where's my water? Let me just go get my water, hang on.
she's leaving the podcast again.
To get my water.
Anyway, cheers, Judy. I've got some nice herbal tea here, so cheers for that. So on to number two, sleep.
Sleep, yeah. So often people can't sleep, you know, and so, you know, and I'm not saying that you should focus on not, you know, if you can't sleep, focusing on sleep, because that can make it even worse. So, but actually getting good rest is really important. So if you're not sleeping at night, you know, making sure that sometime during the day you at least have a rest, you know, and giving yourself permission to do that. You know, I've had clients that, you know, literally they're so much worse because they're not sleeping at night, and but they're not allowing themselves to sleep during the day. And it's like when you have a baby, you know, as a midwife, when I was a midwife, I used to, you know, often encourage mums to have a lie down when their babies went to sleep, you know, instead of doing the, you know, the washing or the ironing or, you know, whatever it was that they felt they should be doing, because actually rest is really, really important, you know, really important.
Definitely sleep's
so yeah, so sleep, and often we can't sleep, can we, when we've got things on our minds, and or if we do get to sleep, you know, we can then wake up again. So yeah, it's just having that awareness really, that it is important to address that, you know, and if it becomes worse, you know, again, yeah, you know, it's something that you know, you do need to be aware of.
Yeah, and have a nice evening routine as much as possible, so that you, that is conducive then to sleep, and not having mobile phone in the bedroom and all that sort of stuff, having a proper alarm clock, everybody, things like that, and maybe having a relaxing bath. And some people say to me, some of my clients said to me, they might have just gone through a bereavement or a very stressful time, they might say to me, oh, I'm looking after everyone else, I haven't got time for the bath, I haven't got time for my mindfulness Pilates. Well, you haven't got time, because otherwise you burn out or whatever, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And that's what this is about, really. And that's why, you know, the very basics are so important, you know. And if you can get those in place, you know, you will feel so much better, and you will cope better. And everybody around you will benefit.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. We don't want everyone sleep deprived and being ratty and moody, A, for themselves, or B, for everyone around them, especially if there's a, you know, different levels of stress going on around. So your third tip is breathe.
Breathe. Well, I know that you completely advocate this as well. You know, when we're stressed, when we're in pain, whether that's emotional, it can be emotional pain as well as physical pain, we have a tendency to hold our breath. Mm. And so the reason I say about breathing, it's about becoming conscious that you are getting enough oxygen and that you are expelling the carbon dioxide. Because what can happen is if you're not breathing properly, sorry, it's just making me breathe. You can get a build-up of that, and that can make you feel even worse.
Sorry, Julie, we're just occasionally losing the connection with you. So okay. Julie is always coming back after a few pauses now and again. Keep going, Julie.
Sorry about that, everybody. So it's a case of, you know, you can become even more anxious when, you know, if you're holding your breath or if you're not breathing properly. And it can even lead to panic attacks, which, you know, are just the most horrible thing, you know, where you can feel so, so awful, but you can lose your breath. So it's kind of keeping that in mind. I often, you know, suggest that people take that time to breathe. And you know, it's like this morning, we were doing Pilates, weren't we? Mm-hmm. And just having that, that time of, you know, of relaxation, and yeah, it was just, and breathing and moving, you know, it made me feel better, you know. And I think it's important, and particularly when you are going through difficult times in your life, it becomes even more important. So we'll just repeat those things. So it's eat, sleep, breathe, repeat.
Yeah, definitely. And let's just expand a bit more, even more on the breathing. What I've noticed with clients, if they're going through a time when they're feeling low, it might even only be for a day, or for example, I'll then say to them, well, did you do your mindfulness Pilates that day? more often than not, they'll then say to me, no, they'll be honest and say no. So my job is to make sure that everyone's breathing, the breathing bit, every day, so that they're practicing their mindfulness Pilates, obviously the physical bit as well as the, since breathing is physical too. People don't think breathing is physical, of course it is. But you know, practice, if you practice every day, your 6 minutes and your little 5 minute relaxation and meditation, which you're going to get to enjoy after my chat with Julie today, if you practice it every day, then it helps you during those good, the good times, the challenging and the stressful and sad times of life. And then you can cope better rather than you're suddenly in that awful stressful phase, and then you haven't got a toolbox to get hold of to help you at those times. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I've had times where, you know, Pilates particularly, you know, has helped so much. And you know, but it is about doing things regularly, isn't it? It's about practice. But when you're in a difficult situation, or you're in a stressful situation, often the last thing you'll think about is yourself. And so this is why this basic watering is so important. It's almost like an emergency, you know, watering, if you like.
Yeah.
Which will perk you up a little bit. It won't do masses, but it will at least keep you going.
We really hope those tips help you stay. And I teach people to do a routine every day. So like I keep coming back for some reason to when our brother Rich died, and I kept the routine going. When I say the routine, every day I do a morning routine, and I teach my clients and anyone that will listen to have a morning routine, to do 6 minutes every morning. And I know, and they know they can do it, so they start to do it. But I kept that going, you know, after Rich died. And I think it, you know, these sorts of things, little things keep you sane. But if it becomes a habit, apparently it takes 21 to 66 days to form a habit. You can make it a habit, then you're not going to forget completely about yourself during these times. But some people do and fall off the wagon completely. So hopefully this podcast will, you know, bear this in mind, how it might help you, or bear in mind, you know, how this might help someone else too.
Yeah. Because we, you know, if somebody is suffering, you know, it's worth just, you know, passing on the podcast or just giving them, you know, those top tips, because they're not rocket science, are they?
This is not rocket science, everybody.
It's not rocket science.
And that's why I wanted Julie to come on the podcast, yeah. Because some people think it has to be rocket science. And
it really doesn't. No, it's very, yeah. I mean, my books basically are not rocket science. I think that's why people like them.
Is there anything else you wanted to share today, Julie? An exercise or a page?
Actually, what you can do, if you'd like to, you can get a pen and paper. So it's one I prepared earlier. What you can do is just three columns. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, we can do it now. So a lot of you will be listening to this, you're going to have to visualize it, but I will post it on all my social media pieces.
All right,
yes. Watch it, of course. And some of you, of course, will watch on YouTube, so it's where it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's basically three columns. The first column has eat in this order: eat, sleep, breathe, repeat. And then you just need to put into the next column, by each of those things, what's currently happening. So do you want to share what's happening at the moment with you, Beth?
Yes, I eat very, very well.
Yes, you do.
We give that a big tick.
A big tick. So Beth's very good. And then if there was one thing that you could do in the next column to improve.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, anything?
Yeah, get my butternut squash risotto in the oven as soon as I'm finished talking to you. Because I'm really, my mouth's watering at the thought of it, yeah. Get cooking.
That's really good. Sleep. What about sleep?
I didn't sleep well last night. Very unusual for me.
Yeah. So currently, didn't sleep that well last night?
Didn't sleep very well last night. And so therefore, I did feel physically tired today. So that I had a good day, though. Therefore I'm going to be finishing work by 6 and evening off and having a lovely bath and evening routine this evening.
That sounds very good. Excellent. So
what about you listening at home or wherever you're listening?
Yeah, what about you listening
at home?
You've
got to write down as you go along.
Yeah.
Breathe.
And the next one is breathe. Have you been breathing?
What's
currently happening at the moment?
So did you notice as soon as Julie said that, did it make you feel relaxed and it make you like want to take a relaxing breath in? That's how it made me feel. I absolutely adore teaching meditation and relaxation and mindfulness Pilates and in all my work actually. It's something I love to do myself. I'm always imperfectly improving, as our fellow author friend Janie Lee Grace would say. And I love teaching it to clients, but it's about doing it little and often. So for me, yeah, I'm looking forward to creating the next meditation to go on the podcast, really, for you to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. So that probably finishes us today, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks, Julie, for sharing that. But I think, you know, for any of you going through a really tough time at the moment, then, you know, obviously that's a mini example, isn't it? But it obviously can have, you know, more profound effects as well, you know, when somebody's going through that tough and more stressful time.
100%, yeah. And you know, I always offer, you know, a free 30 minutes with me on the phone. And if anybody wants to, you know, if they are going through a bit of a difficult time, you know, just to look at where they're at, I'm always around. So you can go to my website as well.
Yeah, what's your website?
It's julienew.co.uk.
Yeah, that's lovely. Highly recommend Julie's coaching. And if you want to make some really positive changes, then it's a good way to experience what it's like with the beautiful Julie. Thanks so much for coming along today, Julie.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
Lots of love.
Bye, everyone.
So welcome to your beautiful beach body scan relaxation. Just close your eyes and get yourself ready for relaxation. You can enjoy this sitting or lying down. If you'd like to tuck yourself up in a cozy blanket, you can, with your eyes closed now. Breathing naturally, in through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music as you breathe and relax. And in your mind now, take yourself to one of your favourite beaches in the whole world. This can be your special sanctuary at the beach for you, right here, right now. You can see the sea. You can hear the sea. You can feel just how wonderful you feel when you are by the sea. And the waves are just moving in and out to the seashore and moving back out again. The sun is glistening on the sea as you breathe and relax. And you're now going to scan through your body all the way from the top of the head to the tips of your toes, starting off by scanning through your head, neck and shoulders. And just scan through that area. And just notice how you're feeling without judging how you're feeling. And then just enjoy breathing and relaxing there. Just naturally in through your nose and out through your nose. And just relaxing more and more in each out breath. And now you're scanning all the way down through your back, the upper back, to the middle back, to the lower back. And just noticing how you're feeling. Scanning through that area. And just breathe and relax more and more on each exhalation, filling each area with love healing and relaxation. And now scanning through your arms, hands, and fingers. Just noticing how it's feeling. Just scanning through as you breathe and relax. Breathing naturally, relaxing more on each out-breath and filling that area with love, healing and relaxation. Feeling warm, heavy and relaxed. And now scanning through your legs all the way down to your feet and toes. Breathe and relax. Notice how you're feeling. Relaxing more on each out-breath. As you breathe and relax at the beach, the temperature is perfect for you. It's like you have your own beautiful private beach. The sand is so soft beneath your toes. And breathe and relax. Relaxing more on each out-breath, filling that whole area now with love, healing and relaxation. Now scanning through your whole body, relaxing more on each out-breath as your whole body, it's like your body imprints into some soft, warm sand. Cozy and warm. Filling your whole body now with love, healing, relaxation. Breathe and relax now. Enjoying the sounds of the waves, enjoying that gorgeous smell of the sea air, feeling recharged. The sea really helps you recharge your batteries. Take a breath in now or yawn, wiggle your fingers and your toes, slowly coming out of meditation now and sending you lots and lots of love. So I hope you really enjoyed that relaxation today. It's a beautiful, beautiful body scan, relaxation at the beach. Julie, you chose the beach.
I did.
Yeah, we do love the beach. So it's a beautiful way of relaxing. It's also a good one for bedtime as well. So we're going to do, before we go today, we're just going to do a positive affirmation card message and angel card message for you today. So these are from my Happy Kids cards. So when you're listening at home here, just really enjoy the message for you. So best card message today to help with today's topic. How interesting. We got, I love to practice. I have worked really hard. So at home or wherever you're listening, have a think about what that means to you. That came up today, didn't it, Julie, the message?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I think if we do practice things, we become, you know, as you say, it becomes a habit and, you know, it becomes more second nature. You know, and I think when we are going through difficult times in our lives, it's something that we just kind of lose sight of, you know, particularly looking after ourselves. So, you know, practicing, you know, something daily is an important thing.
So, yeah, exactly. Practice is a magical word. Every time someone says something to me like, oh, it's challenging, or it feels weak, and I say, you know what, I'm going to say to you, don't you, practice, practice, and then of course it gets easier. But as as we've been chatting today, you know, when you certain days you don't feel like it, well, make yourself do it, because you will, by practicing that, you will come out of it. I've seen so many times myself or my clients not felt very good necessarily always when they've turned up to mindfulness classes, but they always 100% every time feel better to some degree, either during or by the time they come out.
No, 100%.
You can feel absolutely moody, moo, ratty on arrival, and you come out a new person.
Yes.
Right, let's do an angel card. Let's see which one. Got. Yes, I've got a message from the angelic meaning cards. So I could see. I was like, is it that one? Got yawn and breathe. That's so funny. Ah. It says yawn and breathe. Simply yawn or take a deep breath in through your mouth. And relax, stretch your arms up in the air if this is comfortable.
Oh, yes.
Breath in, have a little stretch. And breathe out, float the arms down, move them
back. Oh, float the arms down.
And again, stretch, or you can just bring them down. Stretch the arms up, breathe in.
Very good.
Breathe out, float the arms back down. Have a yawn if you want to. Circle those shoulders a few times with a few mindfulness Pilates circles. Let's check you're not stressed in the shoulders. Do a couple of shrugs to finish. Lift the shoulders up, breathe in, drop them down, happy shoulders. And have an amazing, amazing, or better than earlier day. Thanks, Julie.
Bye, everyone.
Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.